power play. Here's a chance. Right in front, and that one in the back of the net. What a quick release. Anton Wahlberg slipped that one quick into the back of the net, and the Sabres regain the lead. It is 3-2.
Yeah. Anton Wahlberg's goal on the power play in the second period at 6:42 put Buffalo in front, and that was for good. That was the game-winning goal. Buffalo wins it 3-2 right there, and the goal of the game brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. Welcome back. Post-game show underway here. 3-2 Sabres win in Pittsburgh to improve to 3-0 on the preseason. As we get to our final stats now, brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots in the third were 10-7 Pens. They led overall in the game 29-27. Power plays. We mentioned the Wahlberg goal came there. Buffalo 1 of 2. Pittsburgh 0 of 4. So the Sabres penalty kill doing a nice job tonight. The goaltenders. Hauser played the first two periods for the Sabres. 17 saves, 2 goals against. Ratzlaff, as I mentioned, a perfect third. He went 10 for 10. All right. Let's bring in Paul Hamilton now for his thoughts on this one. Paul, we'll call it a lower scoring affair. They scored 7 and 6. We obviously know a different lineup tonight, but a win is a win. 3-2, Buffalo takes it. What are your quick thoughts here on just how they got it done tonight?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. If you remember, these two goaltenders that both came in, Ratzlaff and Blomqvist. First of all, Blomqvist got ripped by the Sabres Saturday. I think he gave up 6 in 2 periods, if I'm not mistaken, until he got pulled. It wasn't even 2 periods. And then he finally got pulled after the 6th goal. And then he comes into this game and stops all 11 shots and 27-33 of work. Ratzlaff, a week ago Monday at the Sabres Prospects Tournament, he goes 40 minutes, and he faced 25 shots and only made 20 saves. He scored 5 on him. So he got a second chance against, honestly, a lot of the guys who he was against that night played in this game. And Ratzlaff, especially in the last minute and a half or so, was fantastic. He didn't have much to do before that because the Sabres basically clogged the neutral zone and frustrated the Penguins. The Penguins couldn't get through. So they basically were giving up nothing. I mean, Ratzlaff did have to make a couple of nice saves along the way, but they really cut off the Penguins until they pulled the goaltender in the last minute. Then Ratzlaff made some fantastic saves, and I thought Blomqvist was made a couple too in the 11 that he made. So both of those goaltenders had problems when they faced both the Sabres and the Penguins the last time, and both came through tonight.
Paul Wahlberg gets the game-winning goal. He's a player we saw in the Prospects Tournament and around the net for his goal tonight, a bigger player. Just how about a little thought on him and just where you see him fitting into the organization and just his progress of what you saw in the Prospect Tournament and so far through training camp?
Well, I think he's going to take over as the number one big forward in the organization. I really don't think Murray is a prospect anymore. I don't think he's even close to being fast enough to be an NHL player. Mm-hmm. And he's been given enough opportunity to be able to recognize that and see that. I mean, he's tried his hardest, but it's just he really tends in the AHL, not tonight. I wasn't impressed tonight. But for the most part, he's very good for the Amerks because it's a slower league. And he uses his size there. But when he gets called up to the National Hockey League, he doesn't use his size at all. He doesn't win battles. He doesn't hit. He can't skate. And Wahlberg, wow. I mean, I was thoroughly impressed with him in the playoffs last year. Scored a great goal. I'm going by memory here. I believe he played 9 regular season games and 5 playoff games. And I thought showed very, very well as a 18, 19-year-old. And, he's a big man. He's only going to get bigger. I mean, he's not done as far as growing goes, and he'll get stronger. But I've really liked what I've seen for him overall, and I love the goal. It was like continuous play. Go get to the battle. Battle hard. Get behind the net. Get yourself in front of the net. So if a puck could go off you or you could be there for a rebound, guess what? Rebound, wide open net. He's right where he needs to be. Luck? Yeah. but you also make your own luck because you went there. You're at the net. And when you're there when the luck comes your way.
Paul Hamilton with me, Brian Koziel here on the postgame. 3-2 Sabres victorious. Paul just talking about Anton Wahlberg. He got the game winner on the power play, 6:42 into period number two. No scoring in the third period, and the Sabres improved to 3-0. Paul, how important do you put a value on winning games in the preseason?
I think for the Sabres, when they played the first two, it helped a lot because they know they've worked hard. They know Lindy Ruff has non-negotiables. They know Lindy Ruff's reputation, but they were able to put it into play, and they saw it, and they say, this is working. Like Darlene was saying earlier today, what we're doing is working, and before is now a thing of the past, and it's not going to happen anymore. It's not going to happen again. And I think that's what winning did for the Sabres. It just showed them. I don't think they had any doubt, but it just showed them that, you know, hey, we can do this, and it's working well, and this hard work, and it's been hard, but it's nice when you see a result, and they've seen a result in it. And you know, that's the nice thing for it. And I was looking very quickly, the quote Darlene had. Here it is. We're here to win now. So that's what I'm most excited for. You can look
like
a lot into that. You can look a lot into that quote. We're here to win now. So that's what I'm excited for. Meaning, what were we doing before? And it didn't seem like they were here to win. And now he feels that way. And I think a lot of other players feel that way too, and this helps these Amerk guys. I mean, they played a few of the Penguins, basically Wilkes-Barre Scrantons, but a few of the Penguins, and they did very well. I really, you know, it was boring as heck to watch the third period. They basically cut off the Penguins at every. I hate to watch hockey like that, but if you're trying to win a hockey game, that's how you try to win a hockey game.
Yep.
You know, don't give them any scoring opportunities. Cut them off. Let's not get into a shootout when it's 3-2. I mean, there are games where you gotta you know, protect the lead. And they did that. And I didn't enjoy it, but, you know, fans enjoy winning. And that's how you win hockey games.
Paul, you mentioned Darlene. I wanted to ask you something because I had somebody ask me today about the captaincy. I know Kevin Adams, at least in our interview when we had him on during the prospects tournament, seemed at least to give us the impression that they were going to name a captain before the season started. I know we're all thinking it's Darlene, but regardless of whether that is or not, now that the team is gone, does that maybe change our idea that they will? Because, I mean, don't they normally want to make, they usually make kind of a big deal out of it, right? They usually have like a press conference, they bring the player in. Obviously, a lot of the media is not going to be in Germany this week. Do you expect them maybe to wait until they come back here, or do you think they will name it before the season actually does start?
I was thinking the other way. They might be thinking, perfect. It's all ours. If people want to see an interview with Rasmus Darlene as a captain, they got to come to Sabres.com because nobody else, the media that is going to be in Prague, yourself and a couple of others, you name it in Germany, and who's there? The only media there is Sabres.com.
Right.
And you've got the exclusive. Nobody else has it. You can talk to Lindy Ruff by yourself. You can talk to the captain by yourself. You can talk to players by yourself. So I'm wondering if that might be the way they go.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, you know, it's a PR decision in some sense, too. As you mentioned, do you want it to get attention? Do you want all the local media to give a coverage of it? I'm sure they obviously would in some capacity, whether they're in person or if they announce it overseas. And I guess I'll just quickly follow it up. There's no, I guess, indication, Paul, that this would be anybody other than Darlene, right? I mean, that's everything you're
right.
thinking is still
but,
that he would be the guy,
is,
right?
What you're missing here is they will get the other media, but they're going to have to go to Sabres.com to get the interviews.
Correct,
and on
yes.
TV, it's going to have to say compliments of the Buffalo Sabres. And we're going to have to, you know, say, well, the Rasmus Darlene told the Sabres.
Right.
Everybody will have it. It's not like everybody's going to ignore it. Everybody will have it, but they're going to have to go to the Sabres to go get it.
Yep.
If
all right,
they
Paul.
Do that. If they do.
Yes, if they do that, right. And your vote would still be that they pick Dahlin, right?
I don't see anything that would make them not pick him. You know, Lindy Ruff wants to get to know the players a little bit. Unfortunately, this is the first time he's ever gotten to see Dahlin on the ice, but Dahlin did Dahlin. I mean, he was working as hard as he possibly could, led the way. I mean, I wouldn't think Lindy Ruff saw anything today that would distract him from saying, I don't want him to be the captain. And Dahlin just shrugged it off today, saying he's not thinking about it, and there are a lot of guys who could be captain. So I know I asked him on locker cleanout days, if you were asked, are you ready to be captain of the Buffalo Sabres? And he said, yes, I am. So, but he hasn't been asked. Or if he has been asked, it hasn't been announced. But, you know, so, you know, I think he wants to be the captain, but I don't think he obsesses over it.
Right. Paul, good job tonight. Appreciate it. We'll do it again Thursday with the Sabres in Ottawa.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
Okay, great. Paul Hamilton with us here on our post game. 3-2 Buffalo wins it. 3-0 in the preseason. They'll look to make it 4 in a row coming up against Ottawa. We'll preview that game in a moment, but let's get you a sports update. Our scores from around the league brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. Let's start with Major League Baseball. There's some key games in pennant races today. The Yankees can clinch the AL East with a win, but right now it's not going that way. Baltimore leads New York at Yankee Stadium in the eighth inning right now by a score of 5-3. Other games, Toronto and Boston, they're tied up 3-3. That's in the ninth inning. National League, the Braves get within a game of the Mets in the wild card race. 5-1 victory, Braves over the Mets. They'll go at it again tomorrow. Big one tonight out in Dodger Stadium. Dodgers and Padres in a battle for playoff positioning. That one is 10-10. If you're looking for something to watch tonight, that's on TBS nationally. So a good game there. The Phillies clinched the NL East yesterday. So they are playing tonight at home against Chicago. The Cubs won that one 10-4. But the Phillies are the champs of the AL East. WNBA playoffs. Two games going on right now. The Liberty, who trailed most of the game, their top seeds in the East, they beat Atlanta 91-82 to take a 2-0 series lead there. And early on in the first quarter in Las Vegas, the Aces leading Seattle right now in the 2-3 matchup, 26-13. Las Vegas has a 1-0 series lead there. And, Indiana playing tonight. Caitlin Clark, we know, still getting a lot of buzz. They'll play tomorrow, if you want to watch Clark, 7:30 against Connecticut. That's an ESPN game. All the games are ESPN tonight and tomorrow. So ratings, TJ, way up for the WNBA. Clark has been a really, really interesting piece this year of whether people think she's getting too much attention, not enough attention, not enough accolade. She won Rookie of the Year unanimously. It's been a weird year for that Indiana team that started off really bad, and then they got it together, obviously, you know, with her having a big part of it.
Yeah, and she really stepped up, too, when people were saying she's not going to be able to keep up with women who are much more experienced than her, are much more physical than her, and
yeah,
she really
and stronger
held
angle, right?
up
yeah.
pretty much the entire year, especially when she got the Olympic break, and I know everybody thought she should go to the Olympics and everything, but she pretty much didn't have any time off from the college season into the pro season, since the WNBA plays in the summer. So she's just been playing basketball nonstop since, what, October? So
yeah, that's right. It goes right through.
Sweep Rookie of the Year is have a unanimous Rookie of the Year amid all of that is pretty amazing in its own right.
I agree. TJ, I'll get you one. You give me one thought here. I mean, there's still, you know, obviously the NHLers are off to Germany, but you look at the Sabres roster tonight. You have Ryan Johnson. Interesting story. Noel Ostlund, Tyler Tulio, prospect that came over in the Matt Savoy trade with Edmonton. Isaac Rosanne is there. Anton Wahlberg, Paul just mentioned about being maybe the next big guy in the organization. And of course, the number one draft pick from last year, Konstantin Hellenius, playing tonight. Of those names, who are you kind of intrigued with? I know you know, you kind of like to follow some of these prospects and their way up here. What are those out of those group there? Which one are you going to be kind of following the most here during the preseason?
I think Wahlberg is the guy. He's has the size. I think his name is the one that comes up pretty much most often. I heard him, his name through the couple prospects games I worked here pretty much the entire time as well. Really intrigued by that guy.
All right. Yep. He is a big guy for sure. And got the game-winning goal tonight for the Sabres as they improve to 3-0 on the season. Lindy Ruff undefeated. Can we call for Coach of the Year yet? Although,
stop
wait,
the count.
Does Lindy get credit for tonight? He probably doesn't, does he?
I don't know.
He's on the plane.
Because who is behind? Was it the AHL coach tonight?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't have the feed immediately. I was just listening throughout the thing, so I didn't really look for that.
Yes. Yeah, Lindy's on the plane, too. So maybe he doesn't get credit for that tonight. But.
Yeah. Maybe he wrote the lineup card out.
That's right. Anyway, next up, Sabres and Senators, as we get our preview of the next game, brought to you by Steve Foley Law. Don't forget our Steve Foley Law pregame show, getting you ready for the Sabres and the Senators. That'll be at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday, Ottawa won in their game tonight for whatever preseason results matter to you. They played in Toronto, and they've played the Leafs now for two games in a row, and they picked up their second straight win in a row. So Sabres and Senators going at it Thursday night. We'll have the game again, Dan and Rob on the call from Ottawa at 7 o'clock. And again, that's our preview of the next game, and don't forget to join us for the Steve Foley Law pregame show before that game, which gets going at 7. 3-2 the final in our game tonight. That'll put a wrap on our postgame show. I want to thank our crew, TJ Luckman, our network producer, Tom Maddy, as always, the wonderful engineer, taking care of everything we need to do here for these preseason games. Thank you, Tom. Paul Hamilton is our reporter. And I'm Brian, and of course, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray are game announcers. I'm Brian Colziel. Thank you for listening. Final again from Pittsburgh. Sabres 3, Penguins 2. We'll talk to you Thursday night, Sabres and Sens from Ottawa, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Buffalo and WKSE HD2 Niagara Falls, Buffalo, 98.5 FM.
An Odyssey Sports Station.